Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mission Mishaps, Entry 3. Hephaestus Log WME 389, Day 372. This is the audio log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel reporting to you live, friends, on Day 372. Today's adventure, the Oh dear God, I really hope Minkowski doesn't wake up while I ransack the pantry for the last bag of real coffee. Caper. Now I know what you're thinking.
Hold on, Officer Eiffel. Won't getting up at 0500 to steal coffee just mean that you'll be more tired later in the day?
Well, to you, sir, I say this. Sometimes it's not about being perky, alert, and ready to go. It's about the principle of the thing. Besides,
the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
The cheap, cheap discount Folgers. Frickin' command.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that wasn't your department, whoever's listening to this, but maybe you could kick it up the ladder.
Caffeine is serious business, and you guys are a business of some sort, so you should be able to...
Am I seeing what I think I'm seeing?
Oh, right. She's still on her debugging spa day or whatever.
Nice doggy? Nice space doggy? On our animal-free station?
Oh, okay. You definitely weren't in the manifest, buddy. So unless you've been hiding out in the walls...
Whoa, easy, boy, easy. Before you wake everyone up, I have a feeling the mean lady who runs this place might not be super fond of you.
No reason she needs to know you and I went on the Dunkin' Donuts run, huh, boy?
Aw, you like that, don't you? Don't you?
Aw, look at your adorable little... Tails. Your adorable little tails. Oh, boy. You have two tails.
Okay. This is new. Don't think I've ever seen your breed down at the pound. Has Hilbert gone really crazy, or...
Shh, come on. Do me a solid and bring it down from Labrador to Yorkie, bud.
What? Do you want me to, like, follow you or something?
Has Timmy fallen down a well? One I don't know about? Which I wouldn't be surprised exists on this station. Not the weirdest thing that's happened up here. Lead on, McTails. Where you want to go, my man?
What? Is there something behind this door?
There, there, it's in there.
You can talk?
Of course I can talk. It's in there, it's in there.
What is?
The treasure, you idiot.
Hey, don't call me an idiot. You're a dog. Also, treasure? What treasure?
Come on, come on, come on. Let's go, let's get it.
What is it?
Something incredible. Something amazing.
Well, if you say so. So is there supposed to be...
Ah!
Well done. Well done. You found it.
Thanks, I guess. What's the treasure?
Oh, it's pretty good. Pretty, pretty good.
I don't see anything except... Huh. So that's where my copy of the survival manual got to. Still shrink-wrapped, too.
Take heed. Whoever holds this hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor.
What, the book? That's not a hammer, you silly dog. Dogs? Wait, why are there two of you?
Because we have two tails, duh.
Oh, yes, that seems to about cover it. So what, I just grab the book and then I get the treasure?
But be warned, dark forces haunt these realms.
Is that why David Bowie's in the corner over there?
Nah, he just hangs out sometimes.
Oh.
He's got a party horn, he's not hurting anybody.
Oh, cool. Any chance I could get...
No, no, it's too late. Fly, you fool!
Where? What is...
Hello, Officer Eiffel.
Hey, Doc. How long you been standing there?
Not long. Saw open door. What are you doing, Eiffel?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm just in here with, by myself. Alone.
Indeed.
Yep. Just did a quick early morning rotation at the comms, and I'm just heading back to grab a little more rack time.
Ah, very reasonable. What do you have in your hand there?
No, I mean nothing. No, just a book.
Ah, yes. Price and Carter's Deep Space Survival Procedure and Protocol Manual. Would you mind if I borrowed copy, Eiffel? I am not sure where I have placed mine.
No, I found it. It's mine. It belongs to me. I think I should hold on to it. Maybe do a little light reading in bed. Doc, bless, the commander wants us to be up on the regs, right?
That is very true.
But, another time. Yeah. Sure, mikasa su book. Whew.
You look tired, Officer Eiffel. Perhaps you should get some rest.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just had some coffee, too. I should be wide awake right now. It's been a weird day.
Well, too much of anything is never a good thing. Enjoy your rest, Officer Eiffel.
Yeah. Thanks, Doc. Enjoy the day. Ooh.
Very small dose, but potent. Good to know straw coating is effective transfer mechanism. Commander, I have chemically incentivized communications officer to bond with his manual. Siemenkovsky, you want, I solve.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Zach Valenti and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit wolf359.fm for more information on the show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You wake up startled in the middle of the night, convinced that there's something out there in the darkness. Your brain tells you that there's nothing to be afraid of, that the inhuman shape in the corner of your room is just your laundry piled on a chair. But as you hear the ghostly, ragged breathing that doesn't belong to you, you realize your brain is dead wrong. If you love the mix of horror, mystery, and comedy in shows like Buffy, Ash vs. the Evil Dead, or Supernatural, you'll feel right at home on The Crit Show, a Monster of the Week actual play podcast where the players, playing as themselves, are tasked with being the last line of defense from the forces of evil that go bump in the night. Join us every Wednesday and learn the games we play while the gang tries their best to solve the mysteries, hunt the monsters, and protect the innocent. Their intentions are good, their dice rolls, not so much. You can find The Crit Show at thecritshowpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.